extent comes out. The Matzah Ephraim, who literally wrote the book on El and Yom Noraim through Sukkos, or Ephraim Zalman Mardolius, quotes that there was a minhag that some had that from Shiva Asur B'Tammuz until Yom Hanora, until Yom Kippurim, they fasted every single Monday or Thursday. And it's interesting to note, this is the first Monday that we have after Shavuos B'Tammuz. They fasted last Thursday, Shavuos B'Tammuz, then today, this coming Thursday, the entire time until Yom Kippur. And it's important to keep in mind, wow, Yom Kippur, that's more than 2 months away. But how Klal Yisrael, especially in the early Doros, prepared the entire year for Yom HaDin. Not just El, not just from Rosh Hashanah, but Mamish from Shavuos B'Tammuz. The middle of the summer, they were already preparing. And it's an important thing for us to keep in mind. Not that we should fast, of course, but the idea of how Yom Kippur is not something that you come into just with a kittel Erev Yom Kippur, or come in with serious davening. It's something you need to prepare for. It's something that we need to have in our mindset. And it shouldn't take away from our appreciation. Relaxation is very important in the summer. But to remember that every day is the day of Avodas Hashem, and as we're approaching, we're a little over 2 months away from Yom Kippur. So not only is it the first Monday after Shavuos B'Tammuz that they used to fast, but halacha l'maisa, you go into the office, Sabrina and Howard are working frantically, because likewise, although probably shalom b'kavana, the last day to pre-register for high holiday seats in Keter Torah is today. Which also is another reminder. Can you imagine? Now you have to pre-register. Who knows where they're going to be Yom Kippur? Most people still don't even think about the summer vacation. You're thinking about where you're going to be Yom Kippur. But l'maisa, it's a reminder of how we should remember that Yom HaDin is not so far away. And Yishmachacham Yosef Latach. We're discussing the fascinating din of Bedadim Tzivonim. We'll be down on Friday. Bedadim Tzivonim not being Mekabel Ksam. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes a very perplexing din in Sifkatan Chav Beis. Says the Pesachei Tshuva from the Sefer Amudei Kesef. Anyone see the Amudei Kesef inside? No, because it's Ksav Yad. Quotes from the Midrash of Ksav Yad that the heter of wearing Bedadim Tzivonim, which we mentioned, is an Eitzah. The Gemara says it's an Eitzah. L'fichach, a woman should do it. The Rambam even said it's a Chiyuv to an extent. It's smart to do. The Shulchan Aruch toned it down. We never discussed this before, but that's the Shulchan Aruch toned it down and says it's a good idea to do. L'fichach, the Rambam says she should do it. L'maisa, says the Pesachei Tshuva from the Amudei Kesef, it's a very good idea, b'meitara. When a woman is muteris lebaila, then she should wear tzivonim. But says the Pesachei Tshuva, nira davka tibash tamid, in general, aval kadei lahatzil b'mei nidasa, u'v'mei libuna, lo. In order to stop her from having chesamim, during y'mei nida, and y'mei libun, zayinikiyim, she may not do that. She may not wear Bedadim Tzivonim to stop Ksamim during Zayinatim. I'm not sure what the Amudei Kesef meant, B'mei Nidusa. What do you mean? What, she's a Nida already. What's she wearing Tzivonim to stop? I don't know what he means. But it sounds like he does tell us that at least B'mei Libuna, during Zayinatim, the days that she's supposed to have Dam, which is Tahar, she's supposed to have Tara with no Dam, she can't wear it. Michael, you have a suggestion?
I mean, well, women is very different because what does one have to do with the other then? If we, what's the first part of the statement after the second part of the statement, we're reading it, that she shouldn't wear it during those times?
So you're saying?
We thought it was saying that she shouldn't be dot, but only wear it during those times, but there is no one allowed to do it with it, yet you always wear it.
Davta Tavush Tamid. Only if that's her wardrobe. Okay, well, Hatzil, Bimeini Dasa, which we still don't understand.
We know Bimeini Dasa is going to be during her Davta, because she has Marva Dam. We would be with Dam. And the times of the Zayin Kiyam are going to be the times when she's counting.
Right, meaning she's going to ignore Vibu Dam?
Yeah, that would be what she would do. During her normal.
Uh-huh. Okay, Devalzik. Meaning, Michael is saying, this Rabbi is a pshat. Michael is saying, meaning in theory, if let's say Tzivana means black, so if she has something fluid on black, she can say, I don't know. Who knows what it is? I can't see anything. Say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. I can't see any dam. I don't know what it is. So maybe in order to bavarn, she knows her period is coming, she's going to put on Vidadim Tzivonim in order to stop seeing dam, in order to make sure she doesn't see it, that's Aser. Or maybe Libuna as well. Very good. Meaning, Yemei Libuna then is going to mean, also, same thing, what's the concern for? For it's unclear. According to what you're saying, it could be Riboy Dam. It's just concerned for a lot of Dam.
So
unclear.
It could be, even there,
not fair. Right. Javaldic. That's the Kiddush. That's how you're reading the Amudah Kesef very beautifully. That Tamid means it should be part of her wardrobe. She shouldn't put it on Bedafka in order to stop having a certain situation. That's mean it also means that she's accepting her period. She can't just ignore. She can't put on Tzivonim, which are usually black, which means she can't see the Dam. Make sure that you know what's going on. But this idea of the Pesach Tshuva is quoted in many other Achronim as well. It sounds like that a woman should wear, a woman is not allowed to wear Bedadim Tzivonim during the Zayinatim. She can't wear Bedadim Tzivonim, Bedafka stopping herself from seeing Dam. However, this idea, which is more recent, that a woman has to be aware of what's going on, seems to be repeated much earlier. But the two are not cross-referenced. Let's put this position on pause for a second. And look in Siman Kuf Tzadivav in the tour, firstly. The tour in the Beis Yosef, when the Marmakamas tell us, because of a Mordechai b'shem Rokeach, the Mordechai is a din coming from the Rokeach, the Yom Sheposeches, on the day of Hefsek Tara, which we'll see soon, Be'ezus Hashem, when a woman proves that her dam stopped, Tivdoch atzma erev, she should do bedika towards the evening. The tilbosh chalot lavan, she should put on a chalot lavan. Shimtira od, she nikar bechaluta. If she sees it again, it's noticeable on your clothing. Not only that, uvalayla tasim sadinim levanim b'mitasa onetiyam mechsamim. And at night, she should put on clothing that she should put on sheets that are white or that are clean from chsamim. It's a minute kosher, then not only that, but when a woman does have septara, lirchot, to wash the lubosh levanim, and to put on the bedadim levanim. Omnam, however, im ena rechitzis el panei shomata day b'kach. If she only does rechitza, that's good enough. If you would have asked me, it sounds in this Mordechai that there's a very limited din, another din, of wearing bedadim levanim, wearing bedadim that are not tzivonim, perhaps. When's that din? Immediately following Hefsek Tara. That's the simple reading of the Mordechai. Anyone agree or disagree? Why does it say that? It doesn't say that. If you read it, don't be brainwashed by convention. I mean, a pashup shot in the Mordechai. It's like we'll talk about Be'ezus Hashem. There's an idea of moch tochot kovein hashmashos. You do Hefsek Tara before the Shtiyah, and then you put a moch inside from Shtiyah until after Shtiyah, until it says to prove the dam really stopped, an extra special bedikah. So, ala that idea, it sounds like, if you would ask me, Pashut Shat in the Mordechai. The Mordechai thinks, dafter is during Hefsek Tara, don't just do Hefsek Tara and say we're finished, but do an extra special Hefsek Tara. Make sure that that night, even, perhaps from the day, put on bedadim that are clean, do it that night, doesn't say every night, balayla. That's what I would have thought Pshat in the Mordechai is. L'chora. That is the most Pashup Pshat. Does anyone have a raya not like that? And then the Beis Yosef continues, there's a Lashon Ha'adur, Isha Ha'alech Az Baderech, V'ein La'Bedadim Netiyim L'Bosh, Tispar Shiva Netiyim Rakshut HaCholot Noki Midam. She can have zainapim as long as the garment is clean from dam. So there, that might be a raya, not like what I'm saying, because he says if you're traveling and you don't have clean clothing, you can still count zainapim. So I'm not sure. You could have read it according to what I was thinking in the Mordechai. What he means is the Hefsek Tara was valid. You're now with the Zainapim. But it does sound from here like he's saying, no, you should wear these bedadim definitely throughout Zainapim.
That doesn't change the chat more
than that. No, it's more the fact that if it's quoted straight, you would seem. Well, you're right.
My understanding of this in white cloth is the Utra to show that she doesn't have a ketter.
Yes, okay. Hold on. We'll get there. Right, perhaps. So, we'll get there. Lamaisa, the Achronim presume, not like what I was saying, what I would have thought Poshpat in the Mordechai is, and in fact, look carefully in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, there's no raya against what I was saying in the Mordechai either. The only way the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kruf Tzadivav Siv Gimel counts it is Biyom Shekhbosekas Mieliros, Krips Adivav, Sif Jimel, Vodekas Atzmakamur, Tilbosh Cholakabadukla. On that day, Hefsek Tarish, you should do that. Is there a riot against me? I do not think so. But my study, I couldn't presume that what the Mordechai, what the Adur, what the Shulchan Aruch mean is for all Zainikim. But with Ora, you have to work hard to find a clear riot from the words of the Rishonim to that idea. Sorry?
If it's just about Hefsek
Tara. Yeah, well, we have an idea. Moktochot Koben Hashmashos. So, it's probably a Chumrah. Meaning it could be Chumrah to presume before you, the Machras is going to be the first day of Zainakim. So we do the Hefsek Tara. And they want a Zainakim. We have an extra special long period of, it's a Chumrah, Minat Kasher. It's not Ikra Dina. That's what I would have thought. You're right. Is it Mukhrah Kadam saying no? Just the Pashim Shat and the Mordechai wouldn't be the Chorah like that. Michael.
Maybe you explain that they thought that according to the Mordechai,
so the Adur and the Mordechai are saying this.
They're using it to create a bigger korma. I mean, they're doing a bigger korma during Zainikim.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Okay. It's unclear. It does, from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch just reads it very simply, straight, you would presume, from the Beis Yosef, it's hard to imagine that it's going to be two different ideas, and the Shulchan Aruch just quotes it straight. You could say what you're saying also. Ellie. Well, Hefsek Tara is usually on day zero before Shtia, and B'dicha number one is going to be the next day. So between that, it sounds to me, right, that period of 12 hours, whatever it is, that's the way the Akronim presume. But L'chora, you could have thought otherwise. It's just an interesting point to note. When you look back in the Halacha, it's not necessarily clear that's the Mordechai might have meant. But Lamaisa, that's what we presume, means Zainakim. So the question is, what's the nature of this idea? Let's presume the Mordechai, Sharidura, the Agur, everyone means that there's a din of all Zionism wearing a beged lavan. What's the pshat? Why does beged have to be lavan? Who's the first one to say the pshat and why the beged should be lavan? None other than the Mordechai himself. Mordechai himself says, "She'im tira od, she'initir bechalutra." She has to wear the beged. Let's say, either through the Hefsek Tara or for all periods of Zainikim, this way if she sees again, she'll know that she's seen. This idea is really Rashi as well. Rashi in Bava Kama, the Yudim HaMaveis, talks about a woman, the Gemara talks about a woman who was crying that her husband died early, and the Gemara goes through his different conduct during different times that she was in Ida, talks about Yimei Libunayah. The first thing we have is the concept of Yimei Libunayah, days of Libun. And Rashi explains, what's Yimei Libunayah? The Zainatim of a Zava, because she has to count her Zainatim. Rashi knows that Yimei Libunayah says she has to count Zainatim, and she has to have a beder lavan, so that she knows if she's roeh, she's roeh to be soser. Same idea as the Mordechai. If a woman is roeh during the 9 p.m., she's roeh to be soser. But Rabosai, l'chor, there's a big problem. Does that make sense to you? That if she's roeh dam during the 9 p.m., she's roeh to be soser? Zainatim is a divinat Torah midravanu. Zainatim, not Chumrav Rav Zeir. Zainatim itself is minatar midravanu. Minatar, of course, minatar. The din idea is midaraisa. Being roed down on a bedded is minatar midravanu. Midravanu for sure. And don't tell me the concern is about Hardasha, because Hardasha is Hardasha. So Rashi and the Mordechai say, what's the concern? She might all of a sudden be walking down the street and then see. How do we know that she sees dam? If she's on her underwear, if it's on her bed, then she knows she saw dam. Clearly, there's no hardasha there.
But here we have a woman having a shash twice, according to half the order, because she's doing the digger again.
So?
We have hardasha to digger.
No, not right. If that's only very short after. It's hard to imagine that it's.
Well, that's also not.
Right, it's hard to say that it's considering one of the other things that are going to create a hardasha. Just mislimas divrehem. It's hard to say that they're talking about together with something else that created the hardasha. So, ora, what we're left with here, the Mordechai and the Rashi is a pella. We're talking about a case where the woman had no hardasha. If she had a hardasha, they would have said shematardish, or we wouldn't say she's going to be surprised to find down. So there's no hardasha. There's no hardasha. We have a nida minatara, a zava hu minatara yizainikim being nistar. From the fact that she has a chesim. With chor, it's a pel otzim.
Why do you need a hardasha to be so scared that Zayin Nikhil? Maybe just blood even with that hardasha. Even though you need hardasha for her heart to be rendered a leader or a ziva, you do not need hardasha to be so scared that Zayin Nikhil.
Why?
So
that's Pashup Shat, we presume we'll see Bez Hashem as we go through Zayin Nikhil, according to Rov Achronim. There is a hardasha. Let's say, you're right, let's say a woman is margish on day one of her period, and day three she has dam. Is that dam considered dam in a Torah and Rabbanon? Whatever the nafkamina would be, that's still in a Torah, because the hardasha started everything going. So when did that hardasha that started everything going stop? Usually you presume it stops at Hefsuk Tara. Once there's Hefsuk Tara, which proves that her dam stopped, she's not Bechastras Tara. She still needs to do beditos to make her the Tio Damri, but she's Bechastras Tara. Once that Hefsuk Tara is done, we presume that Eliyahu Hardasha that you're talking about stops. Once the Hardasha stops, with Ora, there's no more Hardasha. So every Kesem is only in Drabanan. Why is Rashi and the Mordechai right here talking about being Sosa with the Kesem? Aaron.
The Kesem Tara doesn't necessarily mean, most of Shem still assume that even after the
Kesem Tara,
she's still
the Kesem Tuno. Lagabi the Chiyav Vedika. Lagabi the Chiyav Vedika, not Lagabi Kesem being Tami Min HaTorah. For sure, naftamina, pashupat, the most pashup naftamina would be macholas. Do we say that you can be tell of macholas during zainakim? So everyone says yes. There's a discussion, as we'll see, Bez Hashem, what about being tell me'alma? But macholas, if it's a real shashardasha, you shouldn't be tell even macholas, bepashtus. So we presume that, and Rav Adi quotes the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, Roshonim, Achronim presume that once you have Satara, it stops the Hardasha. So if there's no Hardasha anymore, this is Dam, Shalaba Hardasha being Soser, Zainatim and Atorah, Luchor
it's a
Pella.
Well, also, it's not going to say Zainatim and Atorah, because since we're doing it as a Chumra always, no matter whether it's Bain Pisa or Bain Ziva Sa, therefore, actually, we come at it on the times that she is going to be Zainatim and Ravana, maybe that should be Soser as Zainatim and
Ravana. So you're saying it's considered b'deder the chumra of Reb Zeira.
Yeah.
But then l'chor should follow the same dinim of Reb Zeira, which is depends on how much retesim it's going to be. Right? Which might be true. Might be true. But you're right, l'chor, even if it's min HaTorah, it's going to be osir min Rabbanan. That's true. But the question is it sosir min HaTorah? How you talking? And l'chor, that's a pella. Meaning this Mordechai and Rashi and Babakam are really a pella. What are they talking about? The chitema. That shot is, like Rav Willard points out from the Rashba, Rav Willard so that we presume that if there's no Hardasha on Azeh, what's the one bar by which we measure if a woman's in Nidam and Atara in Jabanon, based upon Redilus, her normal way of having Dam. If it's normal Redilus, that Lachora is the best shot that I can think of in the Rashi and the Mordechai. We're concerned There's a lot of damim, but she's not going to know about it if she doesn't put on something which is going to let her see the dam. The only problem with that is that l'chora, she's Orthodox. If she's Orthodox, she should be makan on that the whole year. Not only during Zainakim. That's not an idea of being so Zainakim. That's an idea of if she's going to ignore dam, which is a lot, and there otherwise would be considered hardasha, because a lot of dam is the equivalent of dam hardasha, that should be true for her whole life. That's not only true during Zainakim. Unless you say l'chora, what the Rashi and the Mordechai are telling us is that, in general, a woman has no chiv to know anything. If she's tahara, she can be tahara. Even if she has a lot of dam, she doesn't know about it. If she's swimming, and the dam just goes down the drain, she doesn't know about it, okay. She didn't know. She has no chiv to check. She has no chashash that's going to happen. But during Zainakim, she has more of a chashash that she's going to have dam. So she needs to see if any dam in Atari, which means a lot of dam, is sozer. But it's hard to be magdir. It's hard to know what the real pshat in the Mordechai and the Rashi is. Possibly, okay, very possibly. Let's see if the Mordechai would say it. Father, that's a trash or kesem. Perhaps. It's an interesting part. Well, Lamaisa, what we do have, even though we're not clear in the Pshat and the Mordechai and Rashi, as to why a kesem midrabanan would be so ser, Ziva, Yimei Zayin, the team of Ziva Minatora. Alternatively, we're talking about a lot of Dan, which is really not so ser, that's a new era which is going to apply throughout her life. Lamaisa, the Mordechai says, how does she do her detective work? Okay, that's just a trend that's chiddush to say. So, but no one says it. Lamaisa, right? So you're saying the Mordechai and the Rashi are going to tell us a trend that's chiddush that even a kesem is going to be soser min haTorah. That's the pashtus. The problem is no one says it. Lamaisa, right? You're right. That is the pashtus. But no one says that. Which is why Lamaisa, that a kesem is soser kesem midrabanan, a kesem which is not considered anything is soser zainikim with Lamaisa. You're right. That would be the pashtus of the Rashi and the Mordechai. Lamaisa, which is probably why, although it doesn't work out in the normal way of reading Shulchan Aruch, that when this din is taught in Shulchan Aruch, halacha maisa, siman kuf tzadi vav sif gimel, b'yom shefasechas mi'leros, v'adekas atzma ka'amur, she should wear chalot habadukla. The Ramah adds this idea, she should wear levanim. There's two different approaches in the Achronim as to why this is true. Why a woman should wear bidadim levonim? And no one says the reason of the Mordechai. It's a pella. The Mordechai tells the reason. Shematira v'tister. Yet the Achronim that we'll see in the second that discuss the reason for the minhag of wearing something which is levon don't say shematira v'tister. L'chora, because they glanced over this pshat in the Mordechai, they thought does change design. It can't be that pshat in the Mordechai because the Mordechai can't mean if I see in a kesem in drabanan, you don't have to be soser. They don't say that. They're all makatzer. But l'chora, that's the pshat. How could they be medayik that in the Mordechai? That's shematir v'tistar. If it's only a riyam d'rabbanan, it's only a kesem, which should be soser minatar. What is the reason l'maisa? What are the two reasons the Achronim say that a woman should wear bedadim levanim during Zainikiyim? Not like we said in the Mordechai because shematir v'tistar, but because of a mila for her. Says the Taras HaShomim. Sivkat and Vav, in Simakruf Sadi Vav, Hatam Bechol Zeh, T'ulay Nisrachich Gufa O Chaluka Be'ez HaKesem, V'nimtze B'soch Zayinikim D'oz Ein Tolin. There are some days, as we'll see, that during Zayinikim, at least the first 3 days of Zayinikim, we're not Tolin Kesem and something else. Usually the rule is that if a woman is going to be walking around a barbecue and she's playing with meat, she's making patties, or she's playing with chickens that could be dead in the shachtos. If she walks somewhere where there's old to have dam, and she finds some, and we say those come from some that are a problem in her body, because those some come from the shchita that she washed or from the barbecue that she made. But says the Ramah in Simchus Alidav Sifyud that the first 3 days of Zainikim we're not told in other things. We're very concerned. We say not mistaber. You have a choice. Either she has blood from her body, or this blood comes from the chicken. It's mistaber. If she's counting Zayin HaKiyim, where is it more mistaber the blood came from? from her body because she's trying to get rid of the status of being a nida. So the first 3 days are not going to be tola. Says the first Hashlamim. So this poor lady has a chesem that really was on her garment from before the Zainakim. We put it on, now it's on her garment, and she wears those same garments during Zainakim. So in general, you would say, oh, that chesem, she probably got it from the chicken. She got it from something else. There's more reason to get rid of a chesem during the roast most of her life. But during the first 3 days of Zainakim, we don't get rid of some of them so easily. So if she has a chesem on her undergarment, we might have relied on the fact that it came from before, during Yimei Nidus. Just like it's like a place that she shechted. It came from when she was a Nida. But during the first 3 days when she has a chesem, we don't say, oh, some of this is an old chesem that came when she was still a Nida. We say, during the first 3 days in Atola. So again, says Teres HaShomim, in general, for women, let's say, they sometimes talk about people wearing clothing, I think this is a term they use in Eretz Yisrael, called coast to coast. People that wear clothing straight from one Shabbos to another Shabbos. They change dafka to cover Shabbos. So, let's say this woman's wearing a beged for more than one day straight. She's wearing it during Zainakim. And she finds a kesem. But she knows she also wore it during Yimei Nida. So, in general, we should say, which is more mestaber? Where did the kesem come from? Right now, or from Yimei Nidus? Mestama from Yimei Nidus. But during the first 3 days, I'm told, we're not told, we don't help her with that. We say, no, it's very possible it came now. Mamela, if she's going to wear bedazins that are old, that have damaged them from before, during the first 3 days, we're not going to say, oh, you're okay, everything is fine. We're going to say you're in trouble. So it's in her best interest to wear bedazins that are clean during the first 3 days, because if she had bedazins that are dirty, even though in theory the dam came from before Zainakim, she's going to still be in trouble because we say Shasha came during Zainakim. Ellie.
Why would this be compared to
Yediyah that you know specific? If you have Yediyah Vadayas, you're right. Then, of course, you can't ignore what's staring you in the face. But it's in general, we presume that, imagine, clothing, it happens all the time. People can put on clothing, and all of a sudden they can say, oh, you know, I didn't realize there's a stain this morning. So we're concerned. She puts on clothing, she didn't realize it was down. You're right, if you checked every bit of it, as we'll see in a second, that's going to be okay. But if she didn't check, we're telling you, it's a tovah k'mashmalan. Don't do that, you're going to be in trouble. And the Sidre Tara says the reverse. Sidre Tara says, no, it's an Eitzah Tova the other way around. It's better for her that after the days that she is not Tola, after the 3 days that she's not Tola, in theory, we're concerned that she's going to still be concerned that came from the first 3 days. So we know that for 3 days she's not Tola. Afterwards she is Tola. If she puts on dam, she puts on a beged and she finds dam, let's say, on day five, she might say, oh no, I wore these clothing for the past 3 days, maybe the dam here is really from day three, and dam for those 3 days it can be tola. So she loses her tliya. During day five, she can be tola in something else. Tola in may need us from before, tola in a shakta, tola in a barbecue, but during the first 3 days she can be tola. She wore them for a few days straight, and she sees dam during day five, which in theory she can be tola. She's concerned, oh no, I wore this during the first 3 days too. Maybe I can't be tola because I counted it during, because I wore it during the first 3 days. Really two sides of the same coin. Which was why the Chachmas Adam quotes both. Chachmas Adam in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Sifkat M'ches quotes both. M'manavshach, during the first 3 days it's a concern she's losing her tliya. During the days afterwards, she's concerned she's going to lose her tliya also because she thinks maybe it came during those 3 days. Rabosai, there is a serious problem here, which is that the whole idea of not being told during 3 days is a chumra, as we'll see Bez Hashem in Sif Yud of the Ramah. The Beis Yosef does not quote the Shulchan. Earlier Rishonim have it, but it's not quoted in the Shulchan. The Chumra doesn't pass in that way. So Rabosai, if Pshat in the Shulchan, which is first quoted by the Shulchan in Sif Gimel, and then only enhanced by the Ramah, is all a Tovasa because of the 3 days of Tliya, how could that be if the Shulchan Aruch all the first 3 days of Tliya? So aside from being a Pelestam, it does enhance the idea that we made before, that perhaps the Shulchan Aruch himself held it was because of the Mordechai Zondin, Shematir Vatistar, which we didn't understand. It was only based on the Ramah we have an additional idea, perhaps. But the Maisa, we presume, although it doesn't line up exactly, Like the Chacham Sadim quotes from the Taras HaShama and the Sidrei Tara, the reason a woman needs to put on bidadim that are levanim is l'tavasa. It's all for her benefit. Because we're concerned there are 3 days that she can't be tola, and she's concerned if she wears clothes for a lot of days, she might get mixed up. Like those 3 days are not being tola, either be tola and she should be, or not tola and she should, and therefore she's going to be in trouble. So we say, wear them. I'm just pointing out, l'maisa, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch does not hold this flea idea and still quotes it is a little bit of a problem, and the Mordechai doesn't seem to say this reason. Those are two problems. But how do we presume l'maisa? L'maisa, we presume these are the two reasons. The reasons are for her own benefit. Hey, 100%. Gevalda, says Rabbi Avadia, if you read the Rishonim carefully, no one ever said that a woman needs to wear bedazim levanim mamish. Bedazim levanim. And says Rabbi Avadia, says you think Rashi does mean levanim. L'chori, how Rabbi Avadia? He says Rashi, it says levanim, l'chori just means clean, as everyone else uses the words levanim. In fact, there's two different nuschos of Yochanan Sharidura, even in our Madura Shulchan Aruch. They quote different Madurat. Is the word levanim, the word nekiyim, l'chori, they're all the same thing. Levanim means clothing that are nice and white. It doesn't mean white. It means they're bleached, they're clean, they're washed. Because it used to be that in those days where it was much harder to wash clothing, people used to wear clothing for days straight. In America, Baruch Hashem, we're spoiled, so we change our clothing every day. But that wasn't much way things were done. So the Shulchan Aruch says, hey, don't put on different clothing. Make sure, I'm sorry, don't put on the same clothing from your nida to your meiza and kiyum, because you can make yourself have problems. Even Rashi says, you may libunai. It doesn't necessarily mean levanim mamish. It means clean clothing. We have no right, not that way. That's Ravadi's very sharp point. So Ravadi says, l'chora, the Mordechai, the Sharidura, the Mechaber, when they say levanim or they say nikim, no one really means dafka levanim, because there's no lumnus behind that. Why should it be dafka levanim? It means anybody other than a nikim. You're clean. You have to monitor the situation and make sure you don't mess yourself up. But as long as they're naki, and but says the Ravadi, who does he think is the one that disagrees? The Rama. Look at the Rama carefully. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Tilbush chalot habadukla." In botesim, she should put on clothing that are checked. There's no tesim. Says the Rama, "I'm adding to the mechaber." So Mechaber already put on, she should put on a beged which is badukla. Mechaber already said that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, u'mina kasherhu, k'she'isha paseches betara, it's a minhag, obviously an additional minhag, that not only should she have a beged which is baduk, she'tirchatz b'lavashos levanim, should wash and wear levanim. Amnam, if you didn't do it, then it's okay. And says the Rama further, what if you're on the Uderech, as we saw in the Beis Yosef? The Eimla Begadim. Tuchol Lisper Zainatiyim. You should still tell Zainatiyim. Rat Shecholot Naki Uvaduch Midam. As long as the clothing are clean and shecht from dam. So we have three different scenarios here. Number one, Mechaber says you should wear Begad which is Badukla. Baduk. Number two, says the Rama, she should wear Begad which is Lavan, as well as taking a shower. Sounds like he's adding. Not just Baduklah, but Beged Lavan. Number three, says the Rama, what if you're traveling on the way, you don't have a Beged Lavan? Then wear a Beged, which is Nachi Vaduk Midam. So I think Rav Avadia understands that we have a Machlokas here between the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, and the Rama. The Beis Yosef understands you should wear a Beged, which is Baduk. Clean. Loved after Lavan. Says the Rama, no dafka levanim. How does the Ravadi know that the Rama, when he says levanim, means dafka white? Because the Rama says, what if you're on the derech and you don't have white? Then put on clean clothing. So clearly the Rama can't mean that levan just means clean like the Ravadi said everyone else understands, because why does he say that if you're on the derech, then just put on clean clothing? If on the derech you could just put on clean clothing, clearly it means that when you're at home, levanim is a mile, put on dafka levanim. So Ravadi says l'chora, everyone else can be reinterpreted. They can understand levanim just means clean. But it's hard to reinterpret the Rama, because first he says, put on levanim. He says, if you're on the derech, then just put on beged habadukla, which is nothing, which is clean. Clearly, levanim can't just mean clean, because levanim has to be something more than just clean. So the Rama l'chora, you should wear beged levanim. That's what Ravadi says. But with Or Rabosai, look carefully in the Shulchan Aruch, l'chora you can even make a case to say that Rama himself means only a beged, which is clean. Why? We have two types of tween. For sure. There is a type of beged which, I'm in a rush, I only wore the shirt one day. Any stains? No, no stains. Okay, I'll wear it today, next day. That's a beged which is badur. Is it clean? No. It got sweaty from one day, but it's clean. No one will notice. Same shirt. Can wear it the next day. That's beged habaduk. I checked it. What's beged lavan? If I took it out from the laundry, freshly pressed shirt, that's the beged lavan. So l'chari, even the Ramah, you can out Ravadja. Ravadja says everyone holds lavanim just means clean except for the Ramah, who has two different levels. Lavanim and baduk panati. L'chari, even the Ramah just means if you are in optimum situation, you should wear beged lavan, which means comes from the wash. You don't need to check it, because we know if you check things, you can still make mistakes. Check the beged that comes from the wash. If lamaisa, the beged, is used already, you're on the derech, what do? Check it, make sure it's naki midam. Might still be sweaty, might still have some stains from ketchup and from chocolate milk, whatever else you have in the beged. But like I said, it's baduk, it's naki midam, that's okay. So even the Ramah l'chara, there's no raya. The Ramah says levanim to mean levanim. Even the Ramah could jump in the bandwagon, l'chara, no one has to mean that levanim means after levan. Now what's pressuring us to say that levanim does not mean levanim? Because there's no svara to say that after levanim. The only svara is that it should be nothing, so you can monitor the situation and make sure that there's no kesem from before. Don't tell me the Ramah means otherwise, just even the Ramah l'chara, you could say the Ramah means beged levan, as Michael said very beautifully, means a beged which is totally clean, not a beged which is checked. But no one says l'chara that beged has to be levan l'gamri. Ellie. No, because we always say, we're trying to help you. So we can either help you and say, just check your garment carefully, or say, you know what, the minhag is, put on nice clean clothing, so therefore you have nothing to talk about. You don't make any mistakes. You're right, and the Rama says, but the evidence you have to
wash clothing, there's a chance that the last time I wash clothing.
Right, we presume usually they used to use
blue. Really checking doesn't necessarily
mean, why is there a... Yeah, the presumption is that things...
better than check.
You're right. No one's perfect. But that's what's never, nowadays, we don't use the right detergent. But in those days, it seems like, no. Well, I said, it seems like that by and large, if l'chor, even with a levan, was checked also. But if you clean it, it's much better.
I was going to say, there's an easy spot to say that levan is better than color clothing with air check. It's so much easier to determine whether there's a spot on the white clothing than on the color clothing.
Maybe, okay. But it's possible. So you're saying it means something which, as long the point still is to make sure it's checked. You're saying levanim means after make sure. Interesting. Possible svara. Michael.
I mean, I guess we can say this for the Chavar because the other is a repeating your sentiment, right? The Ramah, I mean, the Chavar of the Ramah knows the weight of the term of the Chizik, you know? There is, we're going to say, if we want to say the Ramah really means that they were, you know, that they were clean. So I think that, like, I mean, it's what makes it difficult is just the weight of the term itself, as far as the way the Ramah knows that.
So it comes from the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Yimei Libunayah. The Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says Yimei Libunayah.
The Gemara has the license to be used to exclusively, especially in the Gaza. The Ramah doesn't seem to have that
right. Okay. It's just hard to put it in a svara. Lamaisa, though, what's fascinating is that Ravadia quotes from the Aruch HaShulchan. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, no one in the Aruch HaShulchan does he say, well, should we wear Vidat Vidat Levanim? He says Vidat Nakim. Chachmas Adam. That same Chachmas Adam that quotes the two reasons to have Bidadim Levanim, either because she's going to be told when she should be or not told when she should be. The Chachmas Adam says she should wear Bidadim that in the team. No one says she should wear Levanim. It's amazing. So Ravadia says, hold on. He thinks it's the Ramah. So he says, Hecha de Nahov Nahov. So I'm not sure how Ravadia learns it. Ravadia says, it seems to be a minhag in the Ramah to wear Bidadim Levanim. Memela, where the minhag applies, keep it. But Aruch Shulchan didn't keep the minhag, so therefore you see that some didn't have the minhag. Naranar of Hashtag, wherever the minhag applies, it applies, where it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. The pella with that is that if it's a minhag from the Ramah, I mean, if the Ramah is like Ravadi says, that says Yishmael Levanim, it's pretty hard to say that Aruch Shulchan says, that's nice, the Ramah had that minhag there, but we don't have the minhag here. It's much easier to say that even the Ramah didn't have the minhag, which is why the Aruch Shulchan didn't have the minhag. It's hard to say that in Ashkenazi communities there, not following the minhag of the Ramah. One could say that, but l'chara, I think it works even smoother to say even the Ramah didn't necessarily mean it, like everyone else didn't mean it. Didn't mean levanim. What's the nafkamina between what Ravadi is saying and what I'm saying? Nafkamina is in America. In America, everyone knows, I think the min of the chotz musa Yisrael now, was that during the Zionic women should wear begadim levanim. Should wear clothes that are levan. Why? What's the reason? L'tovasa. According to that, I'm saying, there is no such minhag. It's based on a misreading of the Achronim. And therefore I would say, l'chora, not l'maisa, but in theory, one would say, there's no difference for levanim altogether, as long as they're clean. Ravadi would say, no, the minhag at least is listed on the books in the Ramah, so if you see that the minhag in your community, you should have the minhag. But it's just perplexing, even the Achronim don't really seem to say, levanim din levan, they just say, you should be levan. And what's the raya? Well, probably the best raya is the chumrah. Who? Go back to the Maribot we started with. Pisse Chuvah Simon Kuftavi, Sifan Chod Beis. What does he say? A Chiddush says, the Amudei Kesef, during the Beis on your team, you shouldn't wear Tzavon. A Chiddush? Isn't it a Mordechai? Isn't it a Sharidura? Isn't it a Mechaber? Isn't it a Ramah? Bechor it's a Rai Mechrachas, that the Achronim Perach, a different sin, is especially in the wearing Levanim. Which is why they are saying, oh, there's a new din, don't wear tzivonim during the 19th that are going to mar your whole understanding of dam, because the minhag of the Ramah of wearing levanim never meant levanim, it meant begadim that are clean. Which is why there's a chiddush that some say you should wear maybe you should wear tzivonim, some say you shouldn't. Because the Ramah never meant it. Ellie. No, the Rosh Hashanah goes through the whole process and doesn't say the word levanim, so it's pretty perplexing. He's telling you this is how to do Zainatim and leaves out levanim. So he's a halachic sefer trying to tell you the process. Pretty strange.
And he talks about a washing.
Right. He says it's perplexing. That's what Rav says. It must be Natiim. He says Natiim, but not levanim. And I'm just adding from this, from our point, we're not doing Simon Tzadivah, we're doing Simon Tzadi. Pislei Tshuva Chav Beis says, a chiddush, m'ksav yad, amud yitasef, that a woman shouldn't wear tzivonim during Zainikim. What do you mean a Kiddush? Isn't that the Mordechai? L'chor you see that the Ramah, the Mechaber, the Mordechai, the Sharidur, the Tzimut Shavsadivav, that says Levanim, never meant Levanim. Because if they meant Levanim, it's already an earlier din. It's not a new din that a woman shouldn't wear tzivonim. So now let's get back to the din of the Pislei Tshuva. A woman should not wear bedodim tzivonim during Zainikim. What's pshat? That's a chumrah, that a woman should not wear bedodim tzivonim, bedafka to get rid of chsamim. L'chora, the Amud Yitasef, and he's not the only one, there's the Sholem Eshev, as well as others, presume, that a woman should not wear bedodim tzivonim during the Zainatim, not for the reasons we quoted before. The reason we quoted before, the minhag in the Ramah, is only to wear bedodim that are clean. There's a new din. A woman can't blind herself. It's not fair during the Zainatim to blind yourself from chsamim. Not fair. L'chora, that din also is a pella. What does that mean? What's wrong with blinding yourself during Zainatim? We all know that if a woman has har beidam, rivoy dam during Zainatim, as we mentioned before, is she tmeya or tahora? Tmeya, like any other day of the year. Rivoy dam is always a problem. Elamai, what's the kesef, the shalom eshev, perhaps the chafas adam, saying when they say a person should not wear tzivonim because you can't just blind yourself? What do they mean, L'chora? They mean that a person should not ignore a kesem. And why can't you ignore a kesem? What's the problem with ignoring a kesem? Similar to the question we had on the Mordechai before. What's the Mordechai kesem's problem? Why does he say that if you wear b'dodim tzivonim during Zainatim, you're sort of getting rid of the issue? Or is the Levushei Mordechai quotes? The Mishnah Resner quotes from the Levushei, not the Levushei Mordechai, the Levushei Mordechai, that says that if you put on Tzivonim during Zainatim, you're sort of blinding yourself. There's something treif in front of you, you're blinding yourself from that. What does that mean? L'chor it's a pella. Because if there's a lot of dam, then you're always blinding yourself. You can never do that. You always should be wary of what's going on. If it's a little bit of dam, that's the din. The Ramah says you're allowed to wear Tzivonim. So why shouldn't you wear Tzivonim even during Zainatim to get rid of the psalmim, which are omid rabbanon? Why can't you blind yourself from that? What's the problem? L'maisa, though, we do have the chumrah, some of their chumrah say that a woman should not wear tzivonim during Zainatim. She shouldn't blind herself. So perhaps the pshat is like Michael said, it means you should not wear, bedodim that are so black you can't see what's going on because you have a chashash of seeing dam, and if you wear bedodim that are going to be totally black, you might not see the dam and you might make a mistake and be so to Zainatim. That is perplexing still because the chumrah is a problem the whole year. But Lamaisa, let's say that's pshat. Even if that's true, that pshat is you shouldn't remember done that they're going to totally obfuscate the Riyaz Dam. What you do see, Luchara, is that if a woman wears anything which lets her see at least some color of red, anything which is less than black, Luchara betuv tam vadas, she's going to fulfill the din with kuyam. On the one hand, we mentioned the Mordechai, the Ramah, the Sharidura, the Mechaber that say that the middle is to wear levanim. They didn't mean levanim, they just meant to draw them that are clean. So the bedroom is clean. Achronim, some Achronim say you should not wear bedadim that are bedadim levanim during Zainikim. It's hard to say what they mean is that you should make yourself more ogul to see Ksamim during Zainikim. Because why should that be? Why should Ksamim ever come to your problem during Zainikim? Elamai, what they must mean is that you should just be aware of what's going on. If it's just a matter of being aware of what's going on, Luchar, as long as you wear something, you can see some sort of a color that you don't have to be alarmed. That it might be something like red, that you see a lot of dam, you don't think it's just chocolate milk, you should be in the clear, because you're not going to make a mistake and say, oh, my period is over and lost it on forever, and my period's restarting again. But Luchara, anything perhaps less than black, I would say even black maybe, because these Achronim are appellate to say it's really a problem altogether. It should be a problem the whole year. But Lamaisa, let's say you presume that it's something which is anything less than black. As long as you're monitoring the situation, and you know, if there's riboy dam, you'll say, hey, something strange here, that should be mutter. So again, according to the Mordechai and the sons of Mikram Salivav, they said you should wear bedadim levanim. They really mean levanim or bosai?
No.
Not necessarily. Now, what about Simon Trufsali? If it's the truth, they quote some Akronim that say that you should not wear bedadim sivonim. Do they mean you should wear bedadim sivonim in order to get rid of a tiny kesem? No, Lechor, because we don't understand why a tiny kesem should be soser, zainakim. What they must mean is you should wear sivonim so that you don't make a mistake and have rivoy dam and just forget about it. So Lechor, anytime you're wearing something which is going to let you manner that there's not rivoy dam, which would going to be harashim in HaTorah, you're going to be fulfillment of this din in the Akronim as well. Which means halacha l'maisit should seem. Lechatchila. Women are allowed to wear pidadim, sivonim, anything less than black, during Zainakim. Minav HaRamah is, as long as it's clean, it just went to the laundry. What about these Akronim that say you should wear pidadim, sivonim? You should not wear sivonim because you want to make sure that you can manner what's going on. As long as you manage what's going on, as long as you can see that there's a lot of dam, if it ever happens, you should be okay. Would we say this halacha maisa? No. Maisa, that's not the minhag mari hara. Minhag mari hara is that all things being equal, even Rav Avadya points out, others point out, all things being equal, a woman should wear levan and mamish. Better than it's levan mamish. White, as we say in English, white, no mistake about the word levanim, you should wear clear, clean white clothing during the Zainatim. Not just clean, not pastels, not non-black, white mamish. But the Achronim are meitel, the Rav Avadya quotes, Mishnah and Satara quotes, everyone is meitel, as they call Malkam Idun, or in a case where a woman is having a hard time being Tahara Labayla, whether it's because she has some sort of procedure, there's some sort of concern that she has Maka, some sort of situation where there's an abnormal spotting, is she allowed to wear Tzivonim? For sure. Because maximum, it's a Chumrah. Maybe even if you don't like Rav Avadya's idea, that all the Yerachonim that meant Levanim on Tuf Sadivav, maximum is only a Minhag. The Ramah says Minhag to wear Levanim. But if there's a case of Idun, a case where a woman's going to have problem being Torah Labayla, she's allowed to wear Bidadim, Sivonim. So again, we have two reasons to say that a woman should have a Kliv to wear Levanim. Number one, because of the Ramah that says in Tuf Sadivav, she should wear Levanim. Number two, there's the Akronim here that say she should not wear tzivonim. Says Rav Avadya, the whole Ramah is only a minhag. If it's a minhag, you're allowed to say that because of a minhag, if a woman has a serious problem, she can get rid of the minhag in order to become a Tahara Labayla. And the Chumrah here, as long as you can make it something which is not pitch black, she can manage what's going on, that's okay. I would have thought to even have an additional kula. There are even the Ramah, no one means there's a minhag to wear levan and mamish. It means just clean. And no one really means that you have to wear something which is totally not tzivonim. You're just allowed to wear something which you can manner what's going on, so you don't have to be boydam. I would have thought you can wear tzivonim l'chatkila. There's not even a minhag. But l'maisa, that's halacha below l'maisa, even though I would have thought that's emes l'mitzvah shel Torah. The Rav Avadya writes, as others say also, that there's two different reasons to wear tzivonim. Number one is the minhag in the Ramah. The Ramah says you should wear levanim mamish. Number two is the chumrah the Akronim have here. So if you have a situation where a woman's going to be in a place where she's spotting a lot, so in such a situation, we don't have the minhag. We say the minhag is going to be foregone, and she's going to be able to wear tzivonim in order to stop her spotting. What about this chumrah in the Achronim? Is this the chumrah in the Achronim that say that she should wear levanim. So either we say we don't want these zachronim, or we say it's only a chumra to matter what's going on. As long as she wears something which can help her matter what's going on, that's okay. Mishmar Satara has another twist. He says maybe it's better than wearing sivonim is wearing a pad. But he even says either a pad, which is white, or light-colored sivonim, which are going to help her matter what's going on. He says the same idea. If you can matter what's going on, whether it's a pad, which is mamish white, or the other that are sivonim, which are not going to mar the existence of Adam, that's mutter if the case in the case of Idun. So just to review what we have so far, we have two reasons to say what we should wear the dadim that are levanim. Number one is the Ramah. Arguably, the Ramah, Rav Avadya says, others presume the Ramah means the minotaur levanim. So that's why women should wear levanim is the minotaur adapter white clothing. Number two is the Akronim here say women should know what's going on in cases any ribui dam, she's going to stop the trouble from happening in order to notice any ribui dam. We mentioned it's possible the Akronim mean even a little bit of dam. That's hard to understand. Why should a kesem upset Zayinatim? So it must be a lot of dam. But Lamaisa, the Akronim say that if a woman has trouble being Tahara Labaila, she's allowed to wear bedadim that are not levanim. Ay levanim is important. For the Mechaber and the Ramah, that seems to say levanim. So the Mechaber never says levanim. The Ramah says levanim, it means only a minhag. Mela, if she's going to have trouble, she can get rid of the minhag. I, the Chumra, the Akronim, seems to say here that she should wear bedadim that are not sivonim, so she could see if she has dam during Zainakim. Right, that means as long as she can see, whether it's a pad, as the Mishmar Satara says, or it's light colored pastels, or Ravadi says sivonim, as long as you can see what's going on, that's enough to say that she can wear it and still become Tahara Labaila, despite the fact that she is spanim. Aaron. Hey, Tom. For sure. So sheets we'll talk about in a second. There's another reason to be on sheets. But you're right. In theory, that's another prula. This happens very frequently. What about this situation? Let's say a woman in general, let's say she just had a baby. So often, within the female reproductive tract, there are many different fluids that are produced. Not dam, just different fluids, mucus and different fluids that are produced. So after she had a baby, she wants to wear a sanitary pad, which happens to be davashin v'tabal tumma. But Lamaisa, the reason she's wearing the bed davashin v'tabal tumma is not because she wants to be matzah herself from ksamim. Why is she wearing the bed, the sanitary pad? Because she likes catching all the moisture that comes out of her body anyway. But an added benefit is that she's going to be able to go to the mikveh earlier because she's going to have no problems of spotting. She still has to make sure to do the details correctly, but she's going to stop. She's going to have little spotting. Mutter also. So we presume in such a situation, it's mutter. There is a minhag to wear levanim. She takas keeping the minhag when she's wearing a sanitary pad. But even if there is another minhag to matter what's going on, she's doing that as well. Would we say ideally a person should do that? Lahatil atzma yuksamim? Even though it's hard to see why not, what's the problem? But minhag marera, we wouldn't tell her lechatchila to wear a pad just to be matzil herself from ksamim, even though it's not metabol tumma. Even though we mentioned Lukhar, you could even say that would be okay. What's the problem? Lamaisa, Minog Mari Hara, is we don't say she should wear a pad with Chatkhila. But if she's wearing a pad for an additional reason, and an added benefit is that she's going to stop having Ksamim earlier, that's Mutter. Alternatively, a woman sometimes feels not so pleasant in the days after her period, even though it's Zainakim, because she thinks she might have Dam. If she has Dam, if she's just having underwear, it's going to phone the underwear and might go through to her clothing. But if she is going to keep on a pad, it's going to help her. So her derech is always, even before she was married, depends on Zainatim. Her derech is to wear a pad. Is it mutter for her to wear a pad during Zainatim? It would sound like it's mutter for her to wear a pad during Zainatim. Just if she's not doing it dafter to get rid of the minhag, might be she's even fulfilling the minhag. But she's doing it only for an ancillary reason. B'kai daven, it's mutter for her to wear a pad, even though she's going to have a derech study, a side benefit that she's saving herself from Zainatim. Do we always say that? Depends. I told you you're saying Hemorya, but in certain situations, Lamaisa, there's no reason for her not to do it. She's not violating the minhag, and she's still monitoring what's going on, even though the minhag is to wear bedadim levanim mamish, but if her custom is always to wear pads, there's lechora reason to say that such a situation is permissible. The rest of Shlomo Tzadi talks about different cases of women having some in different places. But the Maisa, the Piskei Tshuva, and the end of Sifkat and Chavav saves a lot of time for those of us that are limited in Tina Kola, which is only 6 weeks, and says at the very end, it's commonplace already to wear bedadim that are afudim, that are tightly around her waist? Or as the Hadras of Aris points out, tefurim. Tefurim. They're knit, which means they're undergarments which fit tightly around the waist and around the reproductive area. Says the Pislei Tshuva, in such a situation, if a woman has begadim that are undergarments, and she has a kesem on her sleeve, let's say, whether it's a sleeve here and she did a somersault, or it's a sleeve which is low and she did a somersault, all the cases that you saw in the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, says the Pislei Tshuva, if she has no dam on her underwear and only dam on her garments, what are the chances that that's a kesem? It's not shayach. So the Maisa, robe of this simon is not Nehem Ezmanazeh, since women nowadays can. It's commonplace to wear underwear. So there's no concern. If she has underwear which is clean, there's no concern to say the dam came from somewhere else. There are cases where, let's say she's not wearing underwear in the shower or in situations that she decided not to wear underwear, you have to deal with where the dam is found. But by and large, most issues of chsamim come up on undergarments, because if they're on the undergarment, that's a problem. If they're not there, then that's a reisa. How can you say that they're on her sleeve or the leg or somewhere else if they didn't fall in the undergarment altogether, which is why we're not going to spend time on most of the Simchat Tzadi, because Lamaisa is not really Sunodeya. The last point, going a little bit over time in Simchat Tzadi, is Simchat Nundalad. Very, very Nodeya Lamaisa. Simchat Nundalad says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein b'chsamim mishum veses. So going to see Bezat Hashem, a very important part of a woman's Hilchos Nida is predicting when she's going to have her next period. As we know, of course, nothing is certain. You can't presume anything. But we presume there's some sort of cycle that women's bodies have. And if she was Roeh, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh this month, it's very possible she's going to be Roeh on Rosh Chodesh next month. We'll talk about all the details of Vesasos in the future, Bezat Hashem. But says the Shulchan Aruch, what if a woman has Chsamim on Rosh Chodesh? Is that enough of a concern that next month she's going to start her period? Even chsamim, let's say, that are tumeim. Do we say chsamim are going to establish enough of a chashash that next month she's going to be roa? Shulchan Aruch says no. Shulchan Aruch quotes straight from the Ravid, quoted in the Beis Yosef, Ein b'chsamim mishum veses. She finds a kesem on Rosh Chodesh. We don't say she has a concern next month her period is going to start. No, it's a kesem. Again, what's important to realize, this Nodeya L'maisa, is even if the kesem is tumeim, even if the kesem is a case where she's tumeya, a woman has a kesem on her underwear, more than a dris. And she's wearing midadim levanim for whatever reason. More than a dris. Is she tamea levaila? Yes. So from Rosh Chodesh, for the next 2 weeks, till she goes to mikvah, she's tamea levaila. But next month on her calendar, does she consider that Rosh Chodesh as the day her period is going to come? No. What's enough mina? She can't be with her husband when she presumes her period is going to come. Is she going to be asur levaila the next Rosh Chodesh, just she's concerned the period is going to come? Absolutely not, says the Ramah, says the Mechaber, Ein b'chsamim mishum veses. Chsamim don't predict that her period is going to come. Straight out of the right. But says the Shulchan Aruch, one exception. Chutz mikisme eid habodukwa. Except for a case where a kesem is found on eid haboduk. If a woman does an internal bedita and finds a kesem in that case, and then she's a tumei labayla, she's a sur labayla, not only is she going to assure Labayla, but if she did that on Rosh Chodesh, the next Rosh Chodesh, she's Chosheshes, that her period is going to start then. Even though it was really a Kesem, there was no actual Hardasha, we're concerned that if she does the Bedika, and on the Bedika she sees a Kesem, next month, next Rosh Chodesh, she's going to have her period come again. So says the Mechaber, it depends. If there's a case where there is just a kesem that she finds without any hardash, without any bedika, in b'chsamim mishum veses. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, all from the Ravid and Baal Yanefesh, if she has a case where she does a bedika, on the bedika she finds a kesem, then that is the status of a period, she's chosheshes next month that she's going to have her period, and she's a surah baila on that next Rosh Chodesh. What does it mean, halacha l'maisa? Woman does a bedika, by mistake. She did a bedikah for whatever reason. She shouldn't have done a bedikah. Let's say she did. She did a bedikah and she finds dam on today, Chafal of Tammuz. Next Chafal of Tammuz, she muteris or asur labayla. It would sound from the Mechaber that she is asur labayla. In fact, that's her Rav Moshe Feinstein pastens halach l'maisa. Rav Moshe Feinstein on the Mar Matomos in Chalit Beis in Yeridea pastens halach l'maisa. A woman does a bedikah. that next month, on the same date, that's considered her vesis. She finds a tiny kesem, and if some mission vesis means without a bedika. She does a bedika, she does a surah baila, and then she's going to have a kesem next month. However, says Rav Avadia, minat mari hara, this is where Will quotes in his article, this is how we passed in by and large against Rav Moshe. Even though Rav Moshe is the pashtus in the Ravid and the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch, if you look carefully in the Ravid, says Rav Avadia, it's very possible the Ravid that says, Yesh b'chsamim mishum veses, if it's through a bedika, and a bedika does is travaya veses, means one case. The case is, if you do so three times, Chaf Alef Tammuz, Chaf Alef Av, Chaf Alef El, then Chaf Alef Tishrei, she's concerned she's going to be Yeroa. So, Al Kesem, that's found on a bedika one time, Ein b'chsamim mishum veses, even through a bedika. The only time, Yesh b'chsamim mishum veses through a bedika, even though the Shulchan Aruch is sussum and doesn't say it, and even though Rav Moshe says it's not true with one time, says Rav Avadia, if you look carefully in the Ravid, it seems the Ravid understands that this is the way Minhag Mor HaHara is pasuk, that the only time a bedika which has a kesem yesh mishum veses is if you have some three times straight, Rosh Chodesh, Tammuz, Av, El, then Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, she's going to be chasheshes for some. But b'derech klal, ein b'chsam mishum veses, whether it's kesem which is found on her body or on a bedhead, or even through a bedika, unless the bedika is done three times, three different months. Again, mipashus divrei Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma exactly Rav Moshe pasuk halacha maisa, that even one time, if you do a bedika, yesh b'chsam mishum veses. And parenthetically, we understand this. Why do we understand this? Because we said, even though we wouldn't understand this halacha maisa, it's perplexing, but maisa we passed in. Whenever you do a bedika, what does that make us think? There was also a hargasha. Mela, if a bedika is like hargasha, so we have 2 plus 2. You have a kesem with a hargasha. That's a ri'iyah. Even one time you should say, yesh b'chsam mishum veses if it's through a bedika. But lamaisa, minhag mori hara is not that way. We say, pasha pshat, if you look carefully in the Ravid, you have to really work hard to see this in the Ravid. The Ravid seems to say that no. He just talks about two extremes. If there's a kesem, in mishum veses. Kesem on eid abodach 3 times, yesh mishum veses. What about kesem on eid 1 time? Kesem on eid 1 time, ein mishum veses, v'chein minhag mori hara tepastin halacha l'maisa. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start with Siman Kuf Sadivav. We're skipping. We'll start with Kuf Sadivav. Going through the logical progression of Tuma min haTorah we began with, then Ksamim, our Tumei Midrabanon, and how when we come to Tahara, have Satara and Zayin Nitiyim.